begin the current daven sefer Rosh Hashanah daf ches. Begin with beis. Begin with master. Begin with the gemara shachidish meskasaboy. Talking about that it's the yom tiv that the moon is hidden in it. What does that mean? Because the moon is not visible to those who are far away. For example, in the morning to those in the west, it's only visible to those in the east. The arbus l'bnei mizrach and in the west, and the evening for those in the east, because in the evening is really the new moon that's not visible to the ones in the east, actually only visible to the ones in the west. And the reason is because it's small near the time when it's by its renewal. The Rashi explained, and that you mean that the chiddush is miskasaboy by Rosh Hashanah, which is by Rosh Chodesh, which you can't see the moon then. And behavior Rabin Tam, right? Rabin Tam brought a proof. The Medrash says, take a bachid shefa, but kiss some chagin and blow the shefa at its renewal when it's hidden the day of our holiday. Now the question is, Vali Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a Chodesh, is a new month. Menachase and the moon is hidden. Bishmachag and there's a yomtiv in that month itself. And the rabbi explains the Medrash, no, we're talking about the Yom Tov is that day itself. There is no month that the moon is hidden, and that is a Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov is in its day, which is Rosh Hashanah. Now, another interpretation of Rabbi Tam says, he says, this that says, Shachadish Meskasa, Meskasa actually means Mezuman, actually means that it's that it's prepared. In other words, that it commonly comes then. Kamoi, like we find the Yom HaKesa Yom HaBesai, to the day of his throne, he comes to his to the prepared day. He comes to his house. That's the case he means. The perik chelik, which we find the chelik tzanin of tzadik bavim beis gamay amin loyim, which are shivavi bisha, were bad neighbors to the Jewish people. The Arad Yisrael of Eretz Yisrael Havavuchulu, where they came and said that it's a designated time to be prepared. That's what it means. Bekeslim chagenu. That's actually prepared for the day of a holiday, which is not covered, but actually that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is designated for a yom tov. Now. Rabbi Meshulma Farshi gives a different interpretation. It says Shachidish Meskasavai. What does it mean that the Chaydish is hidden on this day? Shein Chatzis Rish Chaydish, because the Kama Chatzis of Rish Chaydish, which is of the Chaydish, is not Karav Rish Hashanah, it's not sacrificed Rish Hashanah. So the Sulik says in the Pazim, Mevad Erlas HaChaydish Minchasa. You bring the Karbanzer Rish Hashanah besides for the Oila of the Chaydish, and it's Mincha. Looks in Mevad Chatzis, while it doesn't say the Chatzis, so that doesn't mean it's hidden, that the Chaydish is hidden, because you don't bring the Kama Chatzis. Victor Ben Tam asked him, what do you mean the Brish except the Shavuah is Tanya will learn the Brish says Nigir says Lamed Beis Irim that 32 Higots my creeping Yisrael B'chol Shana the Jewish people bring every single year Chashav Yud Beis Brish Hakadosh mentioned 12 of the months. Obviously you see that you're bringing one on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Uba'ifin and also over the Malachim called Daifanim the Musaf the Rosh Hashanah which we find in the Piyutim Musaf Rosh Hashanah Bechayis and the which are also type of Malachim Hashehina Merubois which are squared Yosef Rebelaza Kaliri. He made in his piyutim mutzvei chaydish ashtei esrei. There were 11 musafim. The hainu parim and evakar shnayim. You have two young bulls. You have ayel echad one ram. You have kfasim neishana shiva. You have seven 1-year-old lambs. Besar lechaper and he goes for atonement. So you see that you are counting the chatas of Rosh Hashanah. So beheishav ben tam. So Mishol answered. He says shlo emoshem be musaf. He didn't say there's no musaf. Of Rosh Chodesh. Rather, what does it mean that it's hidden? In this pasuk Mavad, it just doesn't mention the Chatas. That's what means it's hidden. Vaypesh Miskasa also explains that what does it mean that it's Miskasa? It means she'im askirin Musaf Rosh Chodesh b'tfilah. In the davening of Rosh Hashanah, they don't mention the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Because we say that Pshim Gamliel, Havli B'rei, the Basim Kali, he had a son that had a good voice. He went to Dan Bal Amid. When he came to say Rosh Chodeshim, Ishtik, your son, didn't want to say it, Pirish. Why? Because the Mutav Shiva Zakah Bechabal Chayv, better something meritorious comes in atonement for those who are guilty. Well, you have a Chayv Bechabal Zakah, and don't have something guilty, atone for those who are meritorious. Pirish, what does that mean to say? Because Ahudu Rosh Chodesh Korath, the reason that we're saying the Chatzah Rosh Chodesh is considered Chayv, shouldn't mean because we say, Amak Kodesh Boch, we have a Kabbara, Bechula, Kalashan, Hashem, so to speak, says, bringing atonement for me that it diminished the moon. So, like the carbon of Rosh Chodesh of the Chatzah is considered like a Chayv for like a guilty thing. So they didn't want to say it. And that's what I mean that it's miskasa that we don't say it during davening. Now, Rabbi Tam Rogel Hasker, Rabbi Tam would mention Bolem and Yitzim Levad Oila Sachedish, except for the Oila of the month. And Ula Sayim, Ushneisim Lechap, and he would end, and two he goes for atonement, with Chadresh Chedish, Chadresh Chedish, he would be mentioning that of Rosh Chedish over there by Shneisim Lechap, which would include that of Rosh Hashanah and that of Rosh Chedish. Kedunek says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Asar B'Tishrei, that it's on the 10th of Tishrei. Now, Tosis explains that Ravashi, according to Ravashi, the Amal El, that he said previously, Abar Rosh Hashanah, when we say in the Mishnah, four Rosh Hashanahs, it means Bedal Rosh Chodashim, that was on four Rosh Chodashim, only those we're mentioning. So that's what asking that what I mean, Yevul is not on the first and third, it's only on the tenth, like our Tibur Maskal Tosis is saying, and that's the question, how can you count it as Rosh Hashanah? Because Hadam Ali Rav Chizla El, this Rav Chizla had said previously, that we're saying that Echad Ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah per Hagolim, the Gemara says what it means, on the 15th of Nisan, and not on the first. So because it says, when we say the first of Nisan, it means that regal Shabbai, the Yom Tov that's inside of that month, is Rosh Hashanah Rogalim, is Rosh Hashanah for Yom Tov. So Havanami Mitzvah Shnei Hacha Hachi, he could have said, according to Bechizde, it's not difficult, he could say the same thing over here. When we say that the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Yevul, it doesn't mean the first of Tishrei, it means first of Tishrei that has Yom Tov inside of it, which on the 10th of Tishrei is a Yom Tov. And therefore, it would have been a Rosh Hashanah, therefore it's not difficult, according to Bechizde. They say that this pasuk is meant to tell you that you only count Yevul as the 50th year, not as the 51st year. Now, the Rabban Tosis explain, according to Rabban, since they don't hold the Yevul year is sanctified from the beginning from Aleph, only from Yod, therefore it's for Lahachi, therefore we need the pasuk to say that you don't count the Yevul year like the first year of the coming Yevul, where because it doesn't even have a full year on its own. And below Yitzruch, you don't need it, Lemu'ute Seifa, to exclude, like we did for Shimon Lashem Rekha, to exclude it at the end of it. Mach Master Masif Machal Kaja, because you add on from the mundane on the holy, that, oh, maybe you would go to the 51st year, so we have to tell you not, like we said with Shmuel, no, because Hashem Mivtza Batsa, Sufim Eloi, if we're diminishing, then you don't have the whole year in the beginning, you think you're going to add on at the end? Therefore, that's why they don't need it for that drush. Tosis has to take a second look. He says, what do you mean? I'll drop it to the contrary. For sure that according to the Rabbanu, you for sure would need to exclude it. It says in the Pasuk that Yevul is for a year. It's not a full year because you don't have the first 10 days according to the Rabbanu. Only if it extends actually to the next Yom Kippur. So maybe actually according to them, you would think that you actually should need the Joshua even more so. But what you can say is no. The Kippur L'Shev time of the Tesev, since you can't be coming from the reasoning of additions of Chol HaKodesh, because you're not even having it the beginning of the year, the Meila B'Lishum Yitum Mimaita, therefore if you didn't have any extra pasuk excluding the beginning of the coming year, Mekro Devekadashtim, Dimashma Davkish Nasachamishim, that meaning without a Yitu, we would be Mimaita from the pasuk of Vekadashtim, which mash medaf kishnas hachamishim, only the 50th year you're going to sanctify, not the beginning of the 51st year, and therefore obviously it's extra to learn out from it, not this, because if we're not adding in the beginning, we're not adding at the end, and therefore it's being used to say that you don't count the Yevul year as this year and the beginning and the first year of the next Shemitah cycle.